Yes, I go in the court to seek justice because Rwanda, there is a lack of independence of the court in Rwanda. And as you know, in March, I was seeking to be rehabilitated by the High Court in Rwanda. And my application was dismissed because of lack of independence of the justice in our country. This is why I am looking justice in the Eastern African Court to recover my political and civil rights that I can participate in the next elections. And I have also my husband who is in the Netherlands and who is in the first, and I would like to visit him. And since I was released in 2018, I have no right to leave my country, so I cannot visit him. So this is why I am looking for justice.
You said you were seeking rehabilitation, but the High Court ruled against you. What kind of rehabilitation were you seeking?
You know, when I come back in my country in 2010 to participate in the presidential election, a few months later I was arrested and I was involved in the political process and I was condemned for 15 years. So I spent 8 years in prison, out of which 5 years I spent in the isolated confinement, and I was released by the presidency of Pardo in 2018, so after 8 years. But when I was condemned, I made an appeal to the African Court on Human and the People Rights to clear my name, but the Rwanda government refused to recognize the decision of the African Court.
Yeah, you know that Rwanda is going to hold elections in July this year, and you were denied participation in those elections because, according to the Rwandan government, you are being convicted. Now, you would like for the EACJ to do what? To restore your right to participate?
Yes, I asked the ECJ to accord to rehabilitate me in my rights that I can participate in the elections. And I asked the Eastern African Court to take interim measures, urgent measures that accord me the right to participate in the elections. So I hope that the court will accept my request and that they will order the Rwanda government to let me to participate in the elections.
You mentioned your husband. Can you travel out of Rwanda?
No, when I was released in 2018, one of the conditions under the release on parole was that I can't leave my country without the authorization of the Minister of Justice.
Madam, are you confident that you will get a desirable results from the EAC court?
Yes, I am confident because the decision of the High Court in Rwanda that refused me to be rehabilitated violated the treaty established in the Eastern African community. And all countries, members of the East African community, they have to respect the treaty they have signed. And under this treaty, they are the democracy, they are the problem of human rights. They have every member of this community has to respect the human rights, the rule of law, this kind that the government of Rwanda violated regarding my rights.
Madam, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too.